Welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Daily Dog Podcast. I'm Jackson.
I'm Josh.
And I'm Mark.
And we're back today with another episode of the podcast. Sorry it's been so long since we recorded our last one. We've just gotten caught up with a bunch of things.
Life.
Yes, life has gotten in the way. But yeah, so we're back, and this week's episode is going to be about cartoons. I know the promised one was about video games, but we seemed to get a couple reviews and went back, and they said that video games is just not what we want to hear, so we figured we'll spice it up a little bit and do cartoons, something out of the ordinary. So Josh, take it away with our first subject.
Alright, well, first subject is simple. We're talking about with cartoons and stuff, so we've got four different categories, and we'll have a top three on all four. Well, three of the four. So, on the first one, you know, there's all kinds of different cartoons. There's animations, there's anime, there's all this, but we're not doing the anime stuff. We'll do that at another time. But basically, we're just talking about old, good old cartoons, like from the 60s, the Flintstones, everybody grew up on the Flintstones, to the 90s of Rocko's Modern Life, to Rugrats, to even now, which I have no idea now, which I'm sure you all will, but anyway, the first category that we're going to go with would be action adventure. So any cartoon that would have action adventure involved in it. So my top three would be number three would be, back in the 60s there was a cartoon called Johnny Quest, and Johnny Quest was basically a young boy whose dad was this like really smart scientist, and he would always go to different places and stuff, and he had a companion, which more or less it was like his, like, I don't know, he would be like his pilot. His name was Race. And then you would have, Johnny had a friend, his name was Haji, who was a little bit of a magician. But they'd always go on different quests and journeys and stuff, and it was really cool. My second would be going into the 80s, mid to late 80s, with a cartoon known as DuckTales, where you had old Uncle Scrooge, who was one of the richest ducks in Duckburg. And he adopted his three nephews, Huey, Louie, and Dewey.
Actually, Mark, they just started remaking that recently.
I saw that. And it looks, it's still, I mean, it's good that they remade it, but it's still, it doesn't capture the original essence, which, most things usually don't. But yeah, I really enjoyed DuckTales. Also loved playing the video game on NES. And also, they had made a throwback one for Xbox One, where it's the original and updated all the graphics, and it's wonderful. And then finally, my number one is, obviously, I'm a child of the 80s, so, there was two that come to mind.
And they played right after each other
They didn't play at the same time. They didn't. They had the same animated style, but they were all different times. No,
one would play at 6 o'clock and one would play at 6:30.
You were not there in the 80s, so you don't know. So, well, anyway,
I got to watch throwback episodes.
So, yeah, you're watching it in syndication now. But back in the day, was obviously, from being a child of the 80s, was Transformers and G.I. Joe. They both were done with the same animated style, the same artist. It was produced through Marvel and I can't remember what the other company was. But basically, it wasn't Hanna-Barbera. And that's basically
Cartoon Network stuff.
Yeah, Hanna-Barbera is like, yeah,
Johnny Bravo and
yeah,
all that stuff.
But, they basically had the same thing, but that was a popular thing. Of course, the toys were popular on both sides. I mean, I can't tell you how many G.I. Joes that I had over the years, and Transformers over the years. And
I can't tell you how many Transformers that I still took in from him. Have it over the years.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's something that's really popular. So, that's my top three. So, Jackson, what is yours?
I'm going to have to go along the same alleyway as you, with my number one being Transformers G1. Obviously, taking it from you, I've always loved Transformers, and it's just been a big passion of mine.
So, is it your one or your three?
I'm going from one to three.
1 to 3, okay.
So, I mean, I was all about that as a kid. Although I didn't get to watch it live like he did in the 80s. I got to see throwback episodes. My number two would be The Amazing Spider-Man, because as a kid, I used to always get up early, like around 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and get up and watch Amazing Spider-Man, because it was just so cool to watch on the Disney XD channel, because as a kid, when you see superheroes, you're thinking, oh, they can save the world, and then life hits you like a freight train.
Pretty good way to put it.
But yeah, so with that, I mean, it is a good way to put it. With my number three, I'm going to go with one that maybe Josh remembers. I don't think Dad remembers it as much, but he may not agree with it either. It had to be Crypto the Superdog. That was a good TV show that I used to watch as a kid. I can remember sitting back in my grandmother's chair back at our house. We always watch Crypto the Superdog in the mornings around like 9 o'clock. It would come on a Cartoon Network, and we'd always watch and have Cinnamon Toast. And
it had had the best supporting actor, Ace the Bad Hound.
Yes, yes, it did. But, yeah, I mean, as a kid, I used to always love Crypto. So that does it for me for Action Adventure. So, Josh, why don't you take it away with your top three?
Well, I'm going to start off with my number three instead of my number one, because my number one's going to take some explaining to do. But number three, I actually have Speed Racer, the animated show. I cannot speak to that.
The newer one, or no, like the older 60s?
One. Yeah. I mean, the newer one is good too, but the only thing I didn't like was they had Rex there, and Rex was there, but I'm trying to explain, but it's kind of hard, but I just didn't like the new one, but the older one I really liked. And it's just, you know, you're a kid, and most young boys love cars. And that was really the biggest reason I liked it, was because, you know, it was just a guy, and he loved racing, and he loved driving cars. And so that's my biggest reason I liked it. And that would be the theme song.
Yeah, that's the original 60s.
Which is a better version.
Yeah.
And that takes me to my number two, and that would have to be Scooby-Doo, because, you know, I'm sure that's on every cartoon fan's top five list, because it's when it first came out, it was automatically a classic, because, you know, you had young adult friends running around solving outrageous mysteries with a dog that could surprisingly say a couple English words. And the fact that they had Shaggy, a pothead, that would just run around and do anything for Scooby snacks always really made me laugh. But, you know, when I was younger, I used to be obsessed with Scooby-Doo because I always wanted to be like Shaggy and Scooby with my dog. But even I remember the fondest memory I have of it was the first time I watched it. As soon as I watched it, I automatically fell in love. And I had my mom get me a Mystery Machine lunchbox that I carried from like first grade to fifth grade. I carried that every day with me.
Yes, yes, you did.
And it was actually pretty cool. You could unzip the back compartment, like the trunk of the van, and put stuff into it. But anyway. Alright, so that takes me to my number one action-adventure cartoon show, and this is going to take a little explaining to do, because it's actually the Batman animated series, which, as you've probably been able to tell in earlier podcasts, I'm a very big comic book fan. I love to read them, and I'm still a big Batman fan. But as a kid, it was awesome to see someone take the pages from the comics you're reading as a child and then put them on the screen, and you could see it come to life right in front of your face, which was a really big part of my youth, because, you know, I would read it and then watch it, and it was really amazing to me, and it still is, and yeah, it just was a big part of my childhood. But the reason I said that earlier, I said that it's going to take a little explaining, because it was a tie between Batman the Animated Series and also Justice League. because, you know, they both deal with Batman, and he's in both of them. But in the end, I just like the animated Batman, the animated series, more than I like Justice League in a whole, because I'm more of a Batman fan than I am anyone else in the Justice League. So I really like to just watch the specifically Batman animated series, because it focuses more on him and the Batman comic books. And I'm later in this podcast, we're going to be talking about, you know, our favorite comic book character and stuff, but I'm not going to be including Batman, even though he's my favorite comic book character. Did I say comic book twice?
Yeah, but that's alright.
Okay, I meant cartoon character, my bad.
Yeah.
You know, Batman is my favorite comic book character, but I'm not going to be including him in my favorite cartoon character, because I view him more as a comic book character than I do a cartoon. So I just wanted to make that clear for later on in the podcast.
We're good. And also, after once we get done with the cartoon podcast, you and Jackson will have, you know, another subject of, I guess, of your choosing to discuss. And, you know, but we'll finish that anyway. Okay, never mind. They're giving me the, you know, cut it, you know, one of them deals. So just forget what I just said. All right, moving along.
That podcast will be coming next week.
Next week.
So stay in tune.
There you go. I'm not the one that's in charge of paying the bills. So, you know, anyway. The second category is, best comedic cartoon. All right, for my top three, you know, growing, of course, you know, I got all old school because I am the old guy. You know, my number three would be Woody Woodpecker. You know, he's not very famous, but, you know, he was, you know, around the same time of when Looney Tunes and stuff was going on. You know, there he was created by a famous animator. His name was Tex Avery. And anyway, he has a different amount of characters, but, you know, his signature laugh was just always great, and the things he would do to some of the others, and, you know, some of the other characters is hilarious. My number two, obviously, would probably be Looney Tunes, because, I mean, you know, you can't just specifically say a Yosemite Sam or a Wile E. Coyote or Roadrunner or Bugs Bunny or, I mean, you just got to wrap them all up in one, because the thing about it, there's no character from Looney Tunes that you can't sit back and say, eh, I don't like that too well. You know, every one of them.
Yeah, because I mean,
it's hilarious.
Each of them brings kind of a funny, like, it sounds like
they have their own like aspect to the show.
Like, because I mean, like he's talking about with Looney Tunes, the Warner Brothers kind of did like the whole. They pull the whole Texan and Western style comedy from Yosemite Sam and the typical American comedy from Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck. And, I mean, they kind of pull different aspects and bring them all together.
They're about as American as apple pie is.
And a bald eagle.
Yeah, America. Anyway, my number one would be Scooby-Doo, like Josh had said. Scooby-Doo, I loved all, you know, the whole aspect of Mystery Inc., and I loved the aspect of, especially the Scooby-Doo movies that were actually shows, where they would have, you know, people who at the time were popular, but they'd have like a guest star like Don Knotts or Mama Cass from the Mamas and the Papas, or, you know, just different ones.
They did a Batman one.
They did a Batman one with Batman and Robin against Joker and Penguin.
They also did one with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, but even today, though, they're still making movies of, like, different stars, because, like, I've seen one that has, like, John Cena.
Yeah.
You know, with WrestleMania and The Undertaker. I mean, so it's still ongoing, but, and I think Scooby-Doo is celebrating 50 years this year, so, which is pretty astounding. So, Josh, what is your top three comedic cartoons?
Before I get into that, I want to ask you one question. Do you like the live-action Scooby-Doo movies?
Yeah, I mean, they were really good.
No, I'm not talking about the new one. I'm not a big fan of that. I'm talking about, like, the, you know, the Matthew Lillard
Yeah.
And
the, the one Monsters Unleashed. Yes, and yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think Matthew Lillard did pretty good as Shaggy. Right. We all know how that caused a meme about Shaggy using a thousand part of, or a thousand percentage of his power. So, but yeah. But take it away, Josh. Go ahead.
All right, so my number one is Johnny Bravo, which is actually my favorite cartoon. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was, because he's a, you know, he's a buff dude with who never takes his sunglasses off, has an Elvis haircut, and literally the whole show is about him trying to pick up chicks and trying so hard, thinking he's, you know, he'll be Mr. Right for every woman. He thinks he's Mr. Smooth Talker, I guess you could say. And the girls don't really like his macho way of doing things. So
machismo.
He usually gets the crap beat at him by the girls. Every episode it's a new thing, and it's hilarious, and you just have to... You just gotta watch it, man. I mean, just watch it, is all I can say, and you will fall in love with it. Mm-hmm. And my number two is Tom and Jerry. Because
that's my ear.
you can take a poll, I'm sure, and 95% of Americans, one of the top three things that make them laugh every day is people getting hurt. And literally every episode it was Tom fighting Jerry, and sometimes Spike would come along.
Oh yes.
And
Spike and Tyke.
Yeah. And fight Tom. But you know, the reason I like it so much is, you know, The creators took such a simple and easy idea, such as, you know, cat and mouse, one of the biggest enemies in the world, and, you know, you could think, all right, I'm trying to make a point with this now. You know, you could take that, and then you could be so limited with it, but they made probably of episodes with a new touch on the episode, every episode. You know, you have Tom and Jerry going against each other every episode, and there's always a new way they're hurting each other. There's always a new story to it, and you know, they kept it fresh every time with incorporating other characters. Mm-hmm. My favorite instance of this is the little duck. What was his name?
I think it was Quacky, wasn't it?
I believe so. But the story of that is, you know, he lost his mom and he thought Tom was his mom. So Tom was trying to eat him. Literally, but, you know, Tom didn't want to have anything to do with him, so he would walk around going, "My mama don't love me," and then he'd accidentally start walking into the boiling pot of water Tom has put up to eat him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, at the end, it all works out, and Tom turns into a good guy. But, yeah, anyway.
Jerry was always there to save him.
Yes. Just look it up. Great show. Mm-hmm. Number three, my final comedic cartoon is Dexter's Laboratory.
Ooh, Dexter's Laboratory. That's,
you know,
a classic.
It was a kid younger than me and Jackson, smarter than me and Jackson, has a whole laboratory his family does not know about in the basement.
And his fan is sister.
Yes.
Diddy.
And the accent. You can't watch the show without laughing at every time he says something. You know,
it's like a mix between German and English, but it's like English, but you can understand the German.
I'm sure you've seen the meme of Dexter whispering something to a girl.
Saying how you said it in the yin, your accent.
Yeah. And, you know. The funniest part about it is Dexter would make something completely amazing. But there would always be a red button there. To destroy it, no matter what it was. And Dee Dee the ballerina, sister, who acted like a 4-year-old, would run in, do her usual thing, talking to Dexter.
La 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 la.
Yeah. Yep. Ooh, what does this button do? Push it, boom, all Dexter's work gone to waste. You know, as I've said about the other two shows on my list, just really good. And if you've not watched it, look it up, and you will be laughing your rear end off in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Jackson, what is your top three comedic cartoons?
Well, I'm gonna do just like I did with the first one. I'm gonna go from one to three. My first one will be kind of like up your alley with Tom and Jerry. I think Tom and Jerry was a really good show because, like I said earlier, I can remember sitting down watching those cartoons, and of course the whole aspect of like Warner Brothers doing using the whole cat and mouse aspect with like the cat trying to kill the mouse.
I don't think Tom and Jerry is done by Warner Brothers.
I don't think the cat was trying to kill the mouse.
But that's kind of like what they were trying to do. So, I mean, it was really cool looking, and just the way they did things. Of course, you'd always expect, you know, Tom that was kind of, Tom was going to fail, and Jerry was going to outsmart him. But, yeah, I mean, with my second one, I'm going to lead into that one, it had to be SpongeBob. I mean, that's probably a one that's well-known, and everybody knows Tom Kenny's laugh. Of course, you had to, like, hey, hold your hand above your throat, and you go, or something like that.
That's if SpongeBob is sick.
Yeah. So, yeah, SpongeBob was an all-around known cartoon.
How many years has it been running?
It's been running for, what, 20 years?
I believe so.
20, 21 years, somewhere around there. And recently, the creator of SpongeBob, Steven Hillenburg, he recently passed. And
RIP.
It was very...
And I ripped my pants.
Nice reference. But with that said, I'm going to go with my third one. This one you wouldn't expect. Josh would know. Dad probably wouldn't know. Johnny Test.
I remember
and
that.
Johnny Test and his dog name was a Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could talk and walked on his back 2 feet.
Like and, I mean, suit. That was always... Actually, I'm going to go with the tie on this one. It's between Johnny Test and Adventure Time. I mean, as a kid, I used to watch Johnny Test all the time. It would come on in the afternoons, Cartoon Network, and... of course, the episodes where his sisters were the lab, smarter lab experiment people, they'd always experiment on him, on Johnny and Duke, and it would always turn out bad. But then with Adventure Time, of course, you have Finn the human, Jake the dog, who could bend in any shape. You had BMO the little robot,
Princess Bubblegum,
and Princess Bubblegum,
Marceline.
I've also Charlene, so thank you for taking away with that.
Don't worry, don't forget about the Ice King.
Oh, yeah, the Ice King, and you have Rupert the Heart.
Lemon Grab.
Lemon Grab, who's actually voiced by a YouTuber, McJugger Nuggets. We did not know that until the other day. So,
yeah, I told him.
But yeah, so...
It's the Psycho Family series on YouTube, I'm sure. Yeah, it's called the Psycho series in the McJugger Nuggets channel. McJugger Nuggets channel, excuse me. But, yeah, he plays Lemon Grab, and he sounds like this.
This is unacceptable!
It sounds highly annoying.
Oh, it is.
I mean, as a kid...
It's why I stopped watching Adventure Time.
Everybody was like, eh, I don't like Lemon Grab, because he just played that annoying ruler character. But, onward with our next topic, we're going to go with...
Did you already do all three of yours?
Yes.
Okay.
He had a tie for his third
one. We're going to talk about our favorite cartoon overall. We have top three for this one. So, my top three would have to be, number one, SpongeBob, because the, what I said before.
And I ripped my pants.
My, number two would have to be Wacky Races. I used to watch that on Saturday mornings, and that was always a good cartoon to watch as a kid. Of course, as a kid, you love cars, and seeing all the funky cars they would drive, and they would always race around the country.
A lot of the characters also were based off of... different cartoons that were around in the 60s.
Yeah.
So they put them all together to be like a worldwide race.
So, and I mean, my third one has to go with the tie between the Jetsons and the Flintstones, because I used to watch the Meet George Jetson, and like you'd always hear about the family. And
how's that go again?
They were just talking about that, and then the Flintstones, they just lived a normal life.
You got
life.
Totally ignored.
Back in Bedrock.
That's all right. So did his Kentucky Wildcats tonight.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, Dad, what about yours?
Well, mine, obviously, my third one is obviously SpongeBob, because there's not a day that goes by that we don't philosophize. We basically use SpongeBob in throughout the day. I mean, there's always something that comes up that reminds us of an episode of SpongeBob or whatever. So, yeah, SpongeBob is a big influence in every day. My number two, obviously, like Josh had mentioned, was probably Batman the Animated Series. It was defining at the time, because it had came out in '92. Of course, the only Batman thing that was the last thing Batman was ever done was in 89, and that's when Keaton, you know, had portrayed him. So when there was talk of an animated series of Batman, it was the animator's name was Bruce Timm, which totally has a different outlook than what other people has. But they have more or less good, you know, it was very good. And finally, my number one is probably the Super Friends from the 70s, which the Super Friends is basically you had every single superhero, you know, Batman, Robin, Superman, Aquaman, The Flash, Firestorm, Cyborg, the Wonder Twins. They all, you know, would kind of like a pre-Justice League. So, I mean, it was hokey at times, but man, it was so awesome to do that. It was really good. So, I think right now we're going to take a break, but we will be back with Josh's take on his top three. So, we'll be back at you.
All right, we're back, and we're with my top three favorite cartoons. Number one is going to be Johnny Bravo.
Hoo-ah!
There's not a day that goes by that I don't watch at least 5 minutes of Johnny Bravo. Like I said earlier, you know, you just got to watch it, and you will understand. Number two, like Mark's number two, is Batman the Animated Series, because it did a lot for me as a kid. As I was saying earlier, it was really awesome to be able to read the comics and then go straight to my TV and see it on the TV and watch the comic books come to life. And for number three, I have a tie. Excuse me, I got a little choked up there. Codename Kids Next Door, which you have to be a 2000s kid. To understand that it was a bunch of kids that were secret spies behind their parents' backs.
It knocks me out.
And they were they lived in a really big clubhouse, and they all went by agents. And you know, they had a bunch of kid-like weapons, which was amazing as a kid because it made you want to be in the club with them because, you know, they were our age,
they were cool,
fighting crime, and they were awesome. And then the tie for my third favorite is Hong Kong Phooey. I used to watch it when I was really, really young, before I probably even knew what a cartoon show was. And, you know, a little backstory to it. My dad used to say when I was a baby, you know, I didn't cry a lot as a baby, but during the day and stuff, when it was just me there, me and him there, he said that I would always cry unless we were watching Hong Kong Phooey. So, we'd watch Hong Kong Phooey a lot when I was a baby. And, you know, after when I started growing up, I still watched it. And, yeah, it was just a show I'm very fond of from my childhood. But that brings us to Jackson's top three favorite shows. Maybe if he was paying attention, he'd be ready.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, I actually already did my three favorite shows. So, we'll go on to the next one. Favorite character. So, mine would have to be George Jetson from The Jetsons, because I mean, he's a simple guy. He always trying to do is take care of his family in outer space. They live in the future. So
what was his boss's name?
He's a simple dude, okay? All right, Mark.
I mean, he Mr. was
Space.
Sim-
Mark, he's simple, but he lives in space.
Yep.
And he works in space.
Actually, he doesn't really live in space. He lives in the sky. Yeah, there's a big difference. But
yeah, same thing. So, I mean, but he's just a simple guy, just a simple family man.
Mr. Jetson.
He comes home every day to his wife and kids and his maid.
What's
robot,
her name?
Robot nanny.
What's her name?
Of Georgie.
His son's name is Elroy.
You gotta sing the song.
Elroy. His boy
and he's
Elroy
George Jetson.
But yeah, so that's mine. Dad, what about you? You and Josh, you
Oh, the maid's name was
Rosie.
Yeah, Rosie.
Mm-hmm. My favorite, probably of all time, would probably have to be Tom and Jerry, simply because of the mindless mayhem that incurs. Not very many, I mean, obviously in real life, if you took a mallet to a cat's head It would bust his head open and brains would be exposed. But in a cartoon world, you know, Tom's head would be flat and then a big old cartoon knight would grow up. And then Jerry would take the mallet and knock him back down. So, I mean, you know, it's just so much fun seeing that, you know, as a kid.
Stick dynamite in his ear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, have dynamite, you know, or just whatever. I mean, they always had just some way of entertainment and it was just great. I enjoyed it growing up. So, okay. Josh, what's yours?
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Either him or Hong Kong Phooey. I'm going to have to say Johnny Bravo, though, because of what I was saying earlier. You know, he's a big dude that has Elvis hair and thinks he's all that and gets beat up by women. And it's hilarious. And, you know, I really love the cartoon.
All right. Well, I mean, with that said, we're going to take a little short break and we'll be back to close this episode out. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, this was welcome back. Yeah, I mean that concludes the broadcast. There's one thing that I forgot to mention though, is you know because in that era and we can't forget about these. They were always popular, especially in the 90s. So crazy. I mean, so obviously honorable mention. We'll go with Ninja Turtles. So, but that concludes the podcast. Hope you enjoy it. Like I say, next week we'll have another
selected
topic, and you know, just let us know. Just let us know what y'all think about it. So, till then,
catch you on the flip side.
Ta ta.
See you later.